And welcome to episode number two, part one. Episode two, part one of a trip down memory road.
Three. There'll be three of this in this series right here.
Oh, yeah? Three of them?
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready for that. Today's trip down memory road from late September. That's when it was uploaded to YouTube anyways. It's September 28th, 2011. We had the great honor of having none other than Ivan Moody in the studio for the entire show.
About 3 to 4 hours back in the day. Yeah. So he spent a lot of time with us. We got to know him really well. And I mean, super nice guy. I mean, you'll hear how we basically met him through another person that was on the show. And that, So basically, we met him through as a friend of a friend, and he decided he wanted to come and do the show with us one night. Super chill, great dude. Had some great stories. After the series, we'll have Creed and Bishop tell you about the after show, going out and spending the night out with a rock star.
And as far as spending the night out, I believe got back to Wilmington around 7:30, 8 o'clock, maybe even later than that. It might have even been pushing 9-ish. It was a good night.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to relive that. So, we ready to jump into it?
Might as well do it.
So, again, from around late September 2011, episode two, part one, with Ivan Moody from Five Finger Death Punch. Hope you guys enjoy this.
I thought I heard the shuffle of angels.
What do Jesus, zombies, the South, and the Creedence and Bishop show have in common? They will all rise again. And they all smell funny, too.
Yeah, welcome back to the Creedence and Bishop show. www.cbradioshow.com is where you can always find us.
Every single thing you want to know about the Creedence and Bishop show is right there in one happy little spot. Upcoming interviews, people that's going to be in the studio. For example, like Ivan Moody, that's in the studio right now.
Yes.
What's up, guys?
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
No, no problem. Thank you for coming down, man.
Absolutely.
Let me do some mic adjusting. Clay, is yours even on?
Is it on? Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
On. It's nice and
sounding good.
You know, these are nice microphones, as you pointed out, Ivan. The problem is that like they have a sweet spot on them.
Boom.
I got to search. It's just like a woman.
There you go.
Just search for it. Feel it out. There you go. I got it. Oh, yeah.
You got it?
There it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, you definitely found it.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Jesse.
Turn the lights down and talk.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. That's right. Wait till I get one of these porn stars on the phone. I'll lower my voice like this.
Yes.
Hi, Jess.
I'll be like, how you doing, girls?
Yeah, we got Jesse Jane going to join us a little bit here.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now, something that I have found very interesting in the last week and a half, I would say, are Clay's late night text messages.
Yes, yes.
Clay has been on fire, and this boy never texts anybody.
It's been an interesting week, man. That's for sure.
Obama phone is working.
Yeah, it's working. It's definitely working. The sweet little Obama phone. Gotta love it. But I did do some damage to my liver this week, so you guys got some interesting text messages. Oh yes.
Yeah. I thought it was just sober Clay.
No, it was half of them were sober
excited
Clay.
Sober Clay.
Yes, half of them were excited sober Clay. The other half were excited drunk Clay. It's just been a really fun week.
So you and Ivan been hanging out the entire week? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Total bromance action.
Yeah, buddy. Heterosexual soulmates.
I enjoy Clay's post on Facebook. Sitting here watching Ivan punch the punching bag.
Yeah, I was like,
life can't get any better than this.
It wasn't quite that bad. It was like, it was more like, I believe the post was, man, there's like 10 people playing the punching game with Ivan from Five Finger Death Punch. I think only half of them really realize who they're playing this game.
Yeah, yeah. That was funny. And I was doing it left-handed.
Yeah.
Not trying to rub that in or anything.
Braggart.
No, it was a lot of fun, man. I actually came out here for vacation. A good friend of mine, you guys know Brian.
Yeah, of course.
Owns Hooligans and, you know, Bombs Away Tattoo. He invited me down to kind of get away from, you know, the norm. We're getting ready to write the new album. So I decided to come out and looking at buying a house down here, hanging out with Clay and the guys over at with Lucky's and everywhere else we could find to ruin my liver.
Clay said he'd kill the people that live next door to him if you'd like to move in there.
He'd
rub them on out and move you right on in.
Perfect.
Next to me, yeah.
Right next to you.
That's my aunt and uncle, by the way.
Well, Clay, well,
disclaimer.
Sometimes you make sacrifices.
You better make a disclaimer right now on the radio just in case something happens.
Yes. I did not actually kill my aunt and uncle just in case it happens.
Yeah. So.
Clay, you've opened up your grandma's house to homeless people. You might as well invite Ivan over.
Well, she opened
it
up.
Is that what I am now? I'm a homeless.
No, no.
Wow. Well, we didn't want to tell you.
The seeds of success.
But there was a strange homeless man that was living at Clay's house for some random amount of time.
Yeah, that was a weird situation, man. My grandmother took in a homeless guy.
Really?
Yeah, it was awkward, man, because my fiance was living with us at the time, and the walls
that's
are like
even
that
awkward,
thin.
You saying fiance?
Yeah, and, Clay say that's even awkward.
Yeah, yeah. But the walls are that thin, and he's sleeping in the room next to us, and like it was just creepy.
That's all bad.
And Clay's love making is loud.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
passionate man.
Like he's got a lot of love.
Like a boot stuck in mud. That's just weird, though.
Thank you for the word picture.
No, that's actually really weird.
Yeah, I know. It was strange.
Didn't the homeless guy used to do something weird, like,
oh, he would, like, he would yell. Like, he had Tourette's, like a strange form of Tourette's. Like, he would randomly clap his hands and beat on the walls at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. He would pace our hallway. I'm like, Grandma, why is this guy staying here? It's the Christian thing to do, Clayton. We're going to take him in.
Y'all know the Christian thing to do would be to die.
Yes.
Mercy killing.
Yeah.
So
why did he bore a hole through the wall and put his penis through?
It's
the Christian thing to do.
Yes. That's all bad.
Yeah, it was definitely not good, so.
Let me ask you this. I got a note. It says Ivan Swamp Loggers. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, Clay. What do you?
Oh yeah, we loggers. Hung out with an old boy the other night. Dave.
Who's
came
the old
in,
boy?
Came into Lucky's. Dave from Swamp Loggers.
Dave, the one that loads the logs onto the trucks.
He is. It was his birthday, and he was tanked, but he had a good time.
Did
good
you? We had on what's his name, John there.
Yeah,
that came in from that show, which films right around here, which is kind of neat.
I'm glad Clay's back on the social circle.
You think so?
Clay, yeah. Clay was back to old Clay for a while, like nerdy Clay.
Yeah, Clayton Clay.
Playing WoW.
Like every day.
And now Clay is party Clay once again.
Yes, he is.
I just found out last night, you are a World of Warcraft
fan. Yeah, I'm a super nerd, man.
I do not hide it. Yes, I talk
about it on our radio show weekly. How do I hide it?
You do now.
Yeah, that's true.
Bishop Mikey, was there not a point there for quite a while where it was kind of lesser known thing about Clay is because what would happen is people would show up and say, oh yeah, I saw Clay over that game, whatever that game place is that you go to,
right,
where they play Warhammer or whatever.
Do you guys ever watch Tosh.0?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So you guys saw the kid
that was trying to stick the remote up his ass because
his mother raised his World of Warcraft figure or whatever the hell
hold
it
on
is.
Some kid tried to stick a remote up his ass.
Disclaimer.
He was so mad he bent over and started trying to cram a
remote
up
his ass.
Yeah, he's just
and
like
screaming, flipping. I thought he was going to have an aneurysm.
He went in and out of the closet a couple of times. It was pretty crazy.
And just to clarify for the listener base at home, that was not me.
That was not Clay.
Yet.
No, not yet.
But Clay has stuck in things in his ass to rebel against.
That's all fair talk.
Who hasn't?
Right. Clay cracks me up with this whole I think I can sell my character and make a little cash.
You can sell your character.
I have no idea how that would even work.
Listen, it's all over Craigslist. People try to sell their WoW accounts.
Yeah.
It is. It's some big money they ask for, too.
Up to play
is this the kid?
Wii.
No, so that's not the kid. That's,
make sure
that's
some
like
other
a,
one.
You look like a crazy serial killer.
As close to your computer as possible.
Like, I think he's teaching you how to shove a remote up your ass.
Oh, good.
Actually, he's got
I thought you guys were going to talk to porn stars today. Can we just ask them?
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you stick something up your ass? Go.
When your mom won't allow you to play Warcraft.
Yeah, and go. Nobody's looking, and go.
Now, a lot of people, there's been the rumor that you and Clay are going to have a side business of creating World of Warcraft characters and selling them online, Ivan. Is that true?
Well, you know, I'm not supposed to let leak any privileged information out yet, but no.
No.
Damn.
Dream shattered.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Start up a shop and everything. Ivan the Dream Crusher, right? There like the email earlier, Ivan's just here early for the Noon to Moon Festival 2011.
That's right.
They're really early.
Yeah. He's way in advance. Yeah. He's the advance crew coming in, checking out the lay of the land. Somebody had sent us a message asking, they want to know everything you could tell us about the upcoming album, what you've got done so far on the album,
stuff like that. We had that on the mailbag.
In all actuality, man, I haven't touched it yet. Like I said, I was taking a vacation. We were on the road for over 2 years for this last run, and I needed time away from it, man. I didn't get my head together, and I thought this was a great area to do it. You know, I got a lot of good friends down here and stuff. The guys are out in Vegas right now recording, so once they're done with their side of it, they'll send it to me, blah, blah, blah. I start working on the vocals, the melodies, the harmonies, all that crap, and then I fly out there and I record it.
Actually, I just saw on Twitter that I got done laying down some drums today, apparently.
They do, or did, or something
or are
did yeah. it they did it yeah. earlier
see it's awkward, man, because my band, we're not like you would assume that most bands, you know, grow up together and you're in high school and playing garages and practice every day, and that's nothing like us. We're more business partners than anything else. You know, we started that way, and it's just it's an easier way to work, and yeah, what we do. So
is it kind of odd to just come into the studio after they've been, you know, hammering everything out, and just does your part of the process come easier to you than, say, their side of it when they're putting in songs together and stuff?
I don't really play any instruments. So for me, I mean, it's kind of moot for me to go in there and be like, no, change this, man. No, do this, because it's just annoying to them. You know, it's flustering. And they give me the same respect when I go record my vocals. You know, they stay out of my way. I mean, I wouldn't say it's easier. It's just it's a different process. I mean, I really have to dig in a lot of bottles of bad liquor and stuff like that and bring out the monster and kind of let it do its own bidding. So, no, it's just it's a different process. Not for everybody, but it works for us, man. So.
So, like, speaking of the songwriting process, like, do you have do you have like a notebook of like random like napkins and everything like that?
Oh yeah.
And then you just put it all together, or whenever you get into the studio, you just boom.
No, you're absolutely right, man. I've got a catalog, it seems like, at home of just crap, you know, stuff that I'll be on the road. I'll just be at a restaurant or something and jot an idea down, or, you know, I'm constantly writing, man. I mm-hmm. do, you know, poetry and I'm actually working on a couple books right now, so I'm always writing, man. In all honesty, the songs write themselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of songs, they call for a certain idea. I don't know. It's really hard to explain because everybody has a different way of doing it. And for me, I've never actually just cored down how I do it. It just comes out that way. So does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. I mean,
no, it does, because I mean, doesn't you know, a lot of people will get, like, say, writer's block and mm-hmm. you know, things like that. But I guess being that way about it, you don't have to really worry about that.
No, at all.
Yeah, that's really
cool. It should
cool.
be a natural thing. It should it be organic, should, you know?
Right. It's not forced and not, you know.
Yeah, so you really don't need one of those muses, as you hear people say, I need a muse, something to inspire me.
No, I got strip clubs for that, man.
There you go.
Totally. Anybody, yeah. Like I said, it's not for everybody. I've seen some other musicians. Like, I see you guys got this picture of LeJean up there from Seven Dust.
Yeah.
He is actually the godfather of my daughter. He's a really good friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're over in Australia right now. He's different about it. Like, he has to have the song in front of him, and he'll sit there and walk through it with the guys and get their opinions with Morgan and Clint and them. I could never do that. For one, Zoltan's from Hungary, so trying to understand half of what he says, fucking irritating. So, sorry, I shouldn't have cussed.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
So, no, I mean, like I said, it's a little different for everybody, but for me, it works. So.
You said something about writing books. Are you writing a cookbook? What are you writing?
We actually just did a cookbook.
Really?
I'm not even
seriously.
Kidding.
Way to kill that joke.
Dead buzz. No, it was a collaboration.
Grilling with Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah, it was a collaboration between me and there's like 50 other guys. We got Blackie Lawless is in there and Brock from 36 Crazy Fist, so on and so forth. And everybody sent in a recipe, like we call it Rockstar Recipes.
Okay.
And I'll actually send you guys a couple copies. I mean, there's some good stuff in there. Like Brock does reindeer sausages. It's really, really good.
Wow. Is this a lot more along the lines of things that, you know, are going to be grilled up, you know, like backstage kind of things? Or
is stuff you'd want to do at home.
No kidding.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of neat. It's brilliant. I liked it. We're also working on one right now where everybody's doing like a different drink, a different cocktail.
Yeah.
We're calling it Rocktail Cocktails. So.
Wow.
I always like to keep, you know, I'm working right now on some film stuff. I'm doing an audiobook for a friend of mine who does artist direct. I just like to keep active, man. Anytime I get bored, it's all bad. So
yeah, I saw something you had done some sort of film called
Bled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were an incubus or something.
I
like
was.
That. I looked everywhere trying to find something about it.
I was a savage beast. It's a horrible movie.
Is it?
It's disturbingly bad.
We've all been in really bad movies. Bishop's only one's done great TV. He was That's in One Tree Hill.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Oh, stop it. Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down. That's my biggest.
Who cares about
were you really in Eastbound and Down?
Yeah, in the opener. Yeah, yeah.
No shit.
He was one of the mullet crew.
I was supposed to be in Sons of Anarchy.
Really?
We were on the road while I was doing it.
Oh, that's a great show. Clay, you loved that one.
I do. I do.
Do you really?
I have a TV credentials too. I was on the Weather Channel.
Really? He's always blowing by in a tornado.
Yeah. Hey, guys!
That's right.
That's what it was, actually, Ivan. It was kind of funny. We had sent Clay down with a big, terribly made poster board.
Anytime a hurricane comes anywhere close to North Carolina, they
send
out Jim Cantore. Jim Cantore is out there.
What deal is that?
I'm the storm wall. I just sit there and block all of them.
Clay will save us all from the hurricane. Well, he will wrestle that thing in the water.
Hilarious.
It's kind of funny. With
Clay stands on the beach. Whoa, that's far enough, hurricane.
Yeah. You better turn around. You need to go somewhere else.
You need to back that ass up.
Oh, get erotic with a hurricane.
It was kind of funny because wasn't Jim Cantore kind of, and they were kind of moving people away out of the scene that were like making hand gestures and or holding up signs and stuff. But
Clay was too big to move.
They never said anything to Clay.
No.
And by the way, this went on for hours.
Yes.
Hours.
Beautiful.
They kept on going back to him, and there's Clay.
What up?
With the big sign. And he never kicked Clay out and say anything. So
that's funny.
Well, Jim Kintore is a small guy, too. So.
Oh, hey, speaking of Sons of Anarchy, I actually know the guy that they based that character around.
Really?
Yep. He is a Hell's Angel out of Oakland.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
He is one of the coolest guys in the world. I'm not just saying that because he'll assassinate me.
Right. Right.
But he actually really is cool, man. And so, I got to hang out with him a little bit. Great. You'd be impressed, man.
I love that show, man. So I'm sure I would be.
Oh, Clay sings praises of it all the time.
Yeah, it's a great show. And by the way, Peggy Bundy.
Yeah.
Still rocking it.
Oh, yeah.
Super hot. Baby.
So, next.
Next. Sons of Anarchy.
Well, thanks for coming in. Anytime,
man. I'm not leaving until the porn stars come on.
Soon, I promise you. We got a couple coming up. Jesse Jane, that'll be the return of Jesse Jane.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since we talked to her. Like Bishop said, first time we talked to her, she just broke up with Kid Rock. So.
And Miss India Summer just tweeted that she's coming on around 4:30 Pacific time.
So that's right. The time zone is that different, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like
4 hours or 3 hours?
Three hours. Yeah.
Wow.
Where are you originally from?
I was born in Sacramento, raised in Denver, Colorado.
And now you want to come and live in wonderful eastern North Carolina.
I am going to live in Jacksonville. Yes, absolutely. And I got to tell you, man, it's not what people think. I mean, I really just need to get away. Yeah. The rest of my guys, like I said, they live in Vegas.
Right.
And I just can't take it, man. I love Colorado. I do. Like I said, I was raised there. But end of the day, I need my space.
Yeah,
I really do. I got some good friends down here, so it's nice.
And that was it. An abrupt end on that one.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta just... You're done talking. You're out the door. much more, though, coming up from Ivan, where he talks about his relationship with the guys from porn, and many, many other things. And I believe he even talks to a porn star at one point. He loves porn stars.
Yes, mentioned it about 5 times in that. So a trip down memory road from late September 2011 with Ivan Moody, who is in studio with us. We've got two other parts, you say?
Two other parts. They're actually longer than this one, so be prepared.
All right. So make sure to click that bell icon, subscribe, like, and all that. The bell icon will let you know when we go live like this today. We didn't tell anybody.
Nope.
We just jumped on for a trip down memory road. So
that's right.
Do that now, and we will see you soon.
Bye.
Adios.